Alimud on marriage. I have here two contrasim, which are similar to each other. They both come from Eretz Yisrael. One is from Rav Shlomo Valba, Shalita, a great tzaddik and Talmud Chacham and Mashgiach. The other one's from the Havdalah and Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Frieli and the Zatzal, who was the Mashgiach in Ponovich. Okay? So we will start Siyata Bishmaya with Rav Valba's Kuntras, and we'll move, see how we can go. It starts as a dialogue. A dialogue. Tell me, my dear Chassid, what is the basis, the common basis that you want to, upon which you want to build your home? So the answer is love, of course, love. Now, what do you mean? What does that mean? What does love mean? What does that word mean? What do the words mean? So the Rav answers the Talmud and says, yes, of course you have to have love. When you're married, it's a relationship for 120 years in different situations, different moods, and there's no home. Imagine this. There's no home. She'ein bo igun risko. There's no home when there's no tension in the house at one given point in time. It has to be. Someone gets angry, upset. It has to be that way. It has to show them love can turn to hatred. Even if it's only temporary, but it can happen. But what is the basis? What is the basis of the house? He says, "Oi, atamapkidosi, you're scaring me. I hope that we'll never get to this matter." I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to calm you down. And you have to know the basis of marriage, the pasuk in Koheles. Remember, Tamidim, memorize these six words, please. Okay. Tov la gever ki yisa ol min urav. And Chazal say, ol isha. That's what it means. Ol isha. You accept upon yourself the responsibility for a wife. Ol is really a burden. It's just a little translation. That is the yisod of marriage. I want to digress for a moment. And quote this from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichron Lecha, 7, this week's parsha. End of the parsha, the last pasuk, what does it talk about? Who knows? The last pasuk. Who was Mava Sedra? Would he marry? Machlas. So Chazal Darshan, that Machlas means that when a person gets married, all of his averes are forgiven. You know that. When you get married, Mochlim al Kol Avonos. But Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, we find this in three places. Three people in Mochel Chavonos. One, Chosn Diyet B'yot B'zman Chasun Oso. Two, a Parnas Shenisman Ala Tzibur, someone who is appointed as a leader in the community. And three, a Ger Shenisgayim, someone who converts to Yiddishkeit. In all these three cases, the Chazal uses an expression, Mochel Chavonos. Mochel. Fine. Ask your Chaim, what's common to these three? He picked three people out of a clear blue sky. So Reb Chaim says, what's common is they all accept the responsibilities. The parnas for the entire team is now the leader is responsible. The ger is all mitzvahs, and the chosn is the kabbal, the all isha. When you accept responsibility, you get mechila for your sins. Yeah, mechila for your sins. I once read in the biography of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is not part of his shmooze in the safe, I read it in his biography. Reb Chaim risked his life many times in Shanghai to save the lives of the Talmidim of the Mir Yeshiva. So I read it in the biography, I believe, that once he was going to some Japanese official, and mamash, he could have been killed in a Japanese house with the Nazis, anything could have happened. And he's going with his heart in his mouth because he has to save the Talmidim. He's gone walking on what might be his last journey. He doesn't know. So he later recounted when he's walking on that path to the Japanese government building, He said to the Rabboni Shalom, I'm going on this difficult and dangerous journey because I'm accepting responsibility for my Talmidim. So now I have a right to ask you for something, Rabboni Shalom. Rabboni Shalom, I ask you that if you survive this terrible matzav in Shanghai, you should give me a bracha that my daughter should marry Talmidei Chachamim. Something like that. That my daughter not so simple. So that's how it's, I think it's said in his biography. Which means that at a moment that a person is accepting responsibility and even taking chances and endangering himself, as Reb Chaim did, that is the time when his aveiros are forgiven, and it even gives you a certain pipeline to ask things from HaKadosh Baruch. So you all know that Reb Chaim's oldest daughter married one of the greatest Gaonim of the generation, Reb Nochum, the famous Reb Nochum of the Mir. So apparently the tefillah was fulfilled. I'm not so familiar with the other sons, but I think one of them was Rachi, I believe, and I'm not sure what the one is. So, because I'm sure they're all Talmidei Chachamim. When you get married, it's a responsibility for all situations. There's no house where there aren't times and things that are difficult, when people are upset and there's anger. It has to be that way. Mood swings. I have to tell you now, sort of in advance, before we get to the details, that you may have mood swings, because after we all have ups and our downs. But let me tell you right now, which you may not know, maybe you know, it depends maybe on what goes on in your own house. Women have more mood swings than men. Kachazen, the Matthias, partly it's based upon hormones. Hormones. I know you know, you maybe read the papers recently, called PMS. You ever hear it? Premenstrual syndrome. A defense attorney is trying to get his client over, kill someone. It's not a fault, PMS. Not a fault. Hormones. She's in a rage. Of course she killed the guy. Not a fault. That's mugzam. Okay, I agree. But there are some things, and then if a woman becomes pregnant, so she is out of the shema, the biggest bracha, but she becomes more sensitive. And it's a thing called postpartum depression. Achmono l'slan. Having a baby, so the hormones go nuts and they want to jump off the roof. And I was once involved in a case. It's pachat pechodin. And bichlal, the Gemara is about a woman. If you get married, I'm warning you in advance. Tizaru bichvod ishtacha. Be careful about the honor and dignity of your wife. Why? Shemitok shedim os shedim. Shedim asa mitzuya ona asa krova. She's given to tears more than men. Kachazah, it's a mitzvah. It's a reality. Women are more given to tears than men. As a general rule, there's some places where it's fakert, but that's a general rule. And therefore, you better watch out not to tease her, not saying she's going to hurt her feelings. Her feelings can be hurt more quickly than that of a man, in general terms. I once had a man quote that you last year, those were here last year, from Abdullah Lifshitz, the one of the Brahman. Double Lifshitz. I mean, whoever knows of Double Lifshitz, I don't know if you ever was able to see him. I mean, too young, weren't yeshiva early enough. No, I don't want to see the Haley or David. So David, right, for 7 years, sorry for the scene, maybe it's with an MTA freshman or something. He's still saying, yeah, you saw David when you were a youngster? Maybe. That's Sadiq Yisaro. So David came to a chassan who he knew after the Shevet Brachos went over to him and said to him, my dear friend, Mazel Tov, Mazel, I want to tell you one thing. And he told him in Yiddish, Zivet Veinen. Anyone know Yiddish? No one in the room knows Yiddish? Nobody? No one knows that name? There's no one in the room knows Yiddish. I thought someone knows a little bit Yiddish. No one try to translate? I told you this last year. Who remembers? Zivet Veinen means she will cry. She will cry. Can you imagine if Dabba Tanis to a chasm on cloud nine, just finishing a Shabbat Brothers, and if Dabba Tanis she's going to cry? I couldn't understand what's your Dabba telling me. What's your Dabba doing to me? I'm sitting there, I'm trying to burst the bubble here. I'm not on cloud nine. I'm just. And later on, something happened a few months down the road, and his wife got upset, and she started to cry. Normally the guy would imagine a chassid, the first time he sees his wife crying. When they were dating, she probably wasn't crying. Kind of all smiles and happy, and all of a sudden she starts to cry. He can panic out. He said, remember what Rabbi told him? Don't worry. It's perfectly normal, acceptable, inevitable. Zivet Veinin. Hopefully not because of you. Hopefully not because of you. It may be because of you. You have to watch out. But it's going to happen, and it's going to happen. So if double is saying that there are mood swings and things, you have to be ready to accept these things. And if you're not ready to accept them, then you're not ready to get married. But both of this is very important stuff. The Chazon Ish wrote a letter, which both of these kutras quote extensively. The letter says as follows, quote, Teva shalol lisanaig al chino be'enov ve'elov eineha nesuos. What does that mean? It means a wife wants that her husband should pay attention to her. That's number one. Pay attention to your wife. Pay attention to her. What does that mean? She wears a new dress. She wants him to compliment the dress. A new kerchief. She wants that he's going to like the new kerchief. What happens if he's a tzaddik? He doesn't care. A blue kerchief, a green kerchief. What's the difference? He thinks he's a bigger tzaddik. He's not going to be critical. He's terrible, this husband. He's not commenting on his wife's appearance. He's not showing the attention she deserves, she craves. You gotta comment. You gotta comment. She makes a meal for you. You gotta comment, it's delicious. I don't care what it is. You gotta comment, it's delicious. No, I'm not married from yesterday. I told you this last week. My wife makes me lunch, and I eat lunch, and I was like, call during lunch to find what's going on, and this. I say, lunch is delicious. Well, peanut butter sandwich. Yesterday, she made me a peanut butter sandwich. I said, delicious. It is delicious. My wife made it for me. It was delicious. You can't just ignore it and say, take it for granted. Yeah, she's a peanut butter sandwich maker. That's ridiculous. The wife is matriarch to make you lunch. You guys, kavachomer. She makes, maybe she'll make you supper, which may be a little bit fancy than a peanut butter sandwich. Maybe not. Maybe she'll get peanut butter. I don't know what it may be. Got a comment. Thank you very much. You have to thank her. You have to thank her. It's not only what do they say? The way to a man's heart is to his stomach, as I said in an American forum. It's not only the food that she makes for you. The whole house. Besos uishto. Besos uishto. For a reason. For the woman, the house is much more important than for the man. For the man, a house is a place to live. That's all it is. It's a dorm room. It's a difference. A dorm room, a house, a yeshiva room. It's a place to live. It has to have four walls and a roof and a floor, a couple of windows. That's all he cares. I'm hoping you like that. Hoping you're not spoiled by the American thing of having luxury housing. I hope, Baruch Hashem, most of you have been in Deiris in Eretz Israel. You've been in World War. Are you doing? Four walls showing. But for a wife, the house is a self-definition. The house defines who she is. And therefore, if she wants to do something about the house, you can't do that. Do whatever you want. When I got married, I wasn't smart enough. I didn't have these portrayals. They said, oh, do what you want. Because I remember learning that as a youngster. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he got engaged to his wife, said, we're not going to have any fights. Because of Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos says, Mili the Besa, how matters of the home, you listen to her. Mili the Shmaya, matters of the spirit, you listen to him. The Besa, the Alma, two different than the Shanks. So Rabbi Yisrael would smile and said, no. Because I've been fighting my wife for 20 years. Why? Everything happened. She says it's me the Besa, and I say it's me the Shmaya. I knew that story from my youth. That I did know. The house. So she asked me, should we put the sofa here and the piano there, or if I care, or should we pick this picture here? I said, whatever you want. Chotosi avisi poshati. Now this comes out, I said, that's terrible. It's terrible. You can't say whatever you want. Because that means you don't care about the house, but you don't care about her. Because for her, the house is an extension of herself. So make a proper comment. She might not listen to you. I can give you experience. Where should the picture go? Here or there? I said, here. She puts it there. So I'm sorry, I don't care. But I had an opinion. I expressed an opinion. I care. She has obviously the final vote, neither the base. But this thing, I express an interest. Last year, we told a story from the river, the cattle, and the birds, which I told someone in a different context recently. The story was that a couple was trying to sell a house. There was no buyers in the neighborhood. It was very difficult to find a buyer. Suddenly, one day, a guy from shul and a potential buyer walks in, but he's leaving town. He's leaving in an hour. He calls his wife. Listen, that guy buy. It's a miracle. The guy walked in. He's interested in buying a house in this neighborhood, and he's leaving in an hour. Come bring him over. Come on, it's irrelevant. We can't find a house. Can't find a buyer. Can't come. Why can't he come? The house is not in order. I didn't clean up the house. Honey, tells him, if he doesn't come, he's talking the house. Let's say he's talking in a, I don't know, $400,000 range. We haven't found the buyer for almost $300,000. If he doesn't come, it can cost us $100,000. Can't come. Honey, $100,000. Can't come. I have 100,000 reasons why I should come. Can't come. So they felt that that's not safer. She's right. She's right. For her to see a house, that her house should be seen when it's not in order, there's no price to pay on that. Imagine that story. Jolted me that story. You know, we would say, what's the difference? You take out, just throw it, away, and let him in. In 2 minutes, someone can walk in. No. So, it's a different world. It's a different world, of those things. Very, very careful. So some bachurim, when they get married, are looking for chavrusis. I don't mean that's the chavrusis learned. That's what they're looking. And for someone who's like them, that's a disaster. Yeah. You want a woman who's going to be so she won't learn Gemara, but she'll be she'll learn Michta Meli. Oh, hey, something I should learn. I don't know what. Who knows? What's popular today? She'll learn. I don't know. These new svarim, the art scroll, Musa svarim that they have out now. What do you look for? You look for a woman who was proper. We said before, midas tovus, balas chesed, balas tznius. We spoke about on Monday. That's what you need. And she has to be willing to understand that the home is a major part of her house. She has to understand it, and he has to understand it. You know, it used to be, until recently, that the woman lived at home exclusively. She didn't leave the house for chlal. Now that they're often and they're working, it gets even more difficult, juggling everything. You have to realize when you get married that you can't argue with your wife like we argue with your chavrus. It's a big mistake we have. I confess that mistake too. Before the Seder came out, trying to make myself a better husband. I used to argue with my wife with logic. You know, we know logic all day long, right? Yeah. And I'm talking to logic, I said, but it's not communicating. They have these communication seminars, you know, for married couples. And the Yisoda is you're talking in a different language. See, the mad man is smiling. You're talking logic. And she's talking from the language of the heart. She's talking intuition. Intuition. And therefore, when you're frustrated, when your logic falls on deaf ears, remember what I told you before. Tov l'isha, tov l'ish together, yisa ol b'nura to isha. Accept this responsibility, this burden on yourself. There's going to be someone in your home, you're going to try to make a logical point, and you're going to answer you back with something which is... If you have Bruce answer you back, you say to him some choice words. I won't repeat those words now. But when your wife says that, yes, honey, I understand, Chana, whatever name it is, okay. Does that mean you have to always give in to your wife? Chalila, she doesn't want you to be a wimp. One doesn't want a wimp. She says, no. She wants that the husband should be the leader. She wants. Yes, yes. Even in today's world, despite the rhetoric, the married woman wants a wife, her husband, to be the leader, to be the leader of the home. She wants. That's the teva of the woman. She wants. But, remember, you have to be the leader, quote unquote, the leader of the house. The leader of the house. But at the same time, you have to understand that when it comes to certain matters which she, by her intuition, insists upon, you have to give in. Especially what we call the mili de ama, mili de basin. This is a delicate balance. I hope that most of you have seen some of this balance acted out in your own parental homes. I hope, with shalom bayis. Some homes are not so much with shalom bayis for a variety of reasons. And that's one of the purposes of these shiurim. Okay, so we got the basis discussed this afternoon. It's just the yesodos. Mit Hashem, in a series of next, how many more Thursdays do we have this month?
Three.
Fifth?
Three?